The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at ProFootballNetwork.com.
Mike Gambardella here for Pro Football Network, joined by two very special guests here on Radio Row live in Mandalay Bay, Andrew Zimmer.
Will Blackman, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
Never seen you in my life.
Not a day. We didn't go to high school and play together. No, that didn't happen ever. We're here to talk about some very important stuff in addition to the Super Bowl coming up. Mm-hmm. So let's start with you, Andrew. We're fighting hunger. Like, that's got to be the lead, right?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, about 20 years ago, the biggest food day in America was Thanksgiving. Now it's the Super Bowl, right? Yes, by a long shot. So what better time? I mean, this is the biggest party weekend in America, whether you're at the city, in the city where the game is being held, at the stadium, or in your own home, right? I mean, this is the American holiday, is Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. That's arrogant.
Right, no, but there's no better time to be talking about, I think, an issue that is essentially genocidal because it disproportionately affects people of color and women. And that's hunger in America. I don't want to call it food insecurity. I think that's wimping out. Let's call it what it is, which is hunger. It's got a stigma associated. So, you know, that 1 in 8 number is crap. It's more like 1 in 6.
Or lower.
Yeah. And in a lot of communities, it's 1 in 5.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
And in a lot of 1 in 4. So, thankfully, for 23 years, I've been able to work with a lot of organizations to help fight hunger in America. And one of my favorite organizations is an NFL-sanctioned charity called Taste the NFL. It's produced and run by Gen Youth. You can go to genyouthnow.org or tastethenfl.com. Get a ticket, donate, learn more about it, and send the link to everyone in your address book. But if we're not fighting to end student hunger, then what are we doing? Statistically, we can eliminate it, they say, in about 4 or 5 weeks.
Right.
It costs $17 billion a year. $17 billion is 0.0027 of our federal budget, okay? We're spending $1.5 trillion a year, fighting the big four related processed food diseases. No one got diabetes from broccoli.
Right.
No one, right?
Even if I told my mom that I would.
No one. Okay. So the issue really is not can we afford it, it's we can't afford not to. For every dollar that we spend towards fighting hunger, not just student hunger, just hunger in general,
right.
Several dollars come back into the community. It is absolutely abhorrent to me that we're still talking about this in the greatest country in the history of the world. We should not have hungry people in this country, and we should not have hungry students. And if you don't agree with that, then you are for keeping kids hungry. So there goes the speech. Go to tastethenfl.com. Go to my website, Andrew Zimmer. We got lots of places to go and learn about what's really going on and help to end hunger in America today. Full stop.
Such an important message. Visit immediately. But I got to ask, how did you end up linking
I'm faster than him.
Yeah, so am I. That's what I told him too. But that
when I get
right.
on my horse, I mean, seriously, when I square up my shoulders and go downhill.
A real horse.
What's the horse's name?
Lightning.
Lightning.
There you go.
Obby. So how did you and Will kind of come together to...
Well, Will, here's the thing. We have the support. The party this Saturday, we will have 100 plus players, Hall of Famers, veterans, active players, Miss
Super
America,
Bowl champions.
Super Bowl champions. We'll have Miss America there. It's a great way to spend a day. 40 chefs, incredible food, live auction, silent auction, Cirque du Soleil. It's a fun party, and we raise more money than any other event during Super Bowl week.
Yep.
And I think it's just an honor. And what's amazing about, you know, if you said to me 25 years ago when I was, you know, struggling and didn't know what I wanted to do in my culinary career and said, oh, you know, X, Y, and Z is going to happen and you're going to be sitting 25 years from now with this incredible man and that you are part of a team, and I want to underscore the word team because it takes people in all different walks of life and endeavors to help solve a problem like hunger. And you're going to be on this incredible team, right, that is doing such incredible work to move the ball downfield
to
kick hunger in the butt. No, seriously, it's just an incredible, absolutely, incredible thing. And so I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to meet a lot of great human beings. And the more I meet, you know, elite athletes are elite for a reason. Winners, you know, are winners for a reason. A great Deputy Commissioner Vincent, I was making some TV with him a long time ago. And he looked at me, and it was the night before the James Beard Awards. And he said, "You look nervous." I said, "Well, I got these big awards tomorrow. It's the Oscars of the food world." And he looked at me, and he just said, "Winners win. Winners win." And I realized what it meant to sort of be elite, no matter what you did.
Right.
And, you know, elite people can team up and can get this job done. And I love seeing the leadership from incredible young people like Mr. Blackman.
And I got to give both of you credit. There have been a lot of people we've met with today who are coming on, pitching a product, you know, talking about something that's, you know, for their thing that they've got going. But this is actually an important issue.
It's helping. Why do you
help the world?
Why do you do? Why do you want to help people? Because you do a lot away from.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the biggest thing is, especially for the general impact that we're involved with. Like, I grew up in an inner city, you know, and there are times where, you know, where kids couldn't get free lunches and they had to pay for it. Some of them couldn't afford to pay for it. Like, we had to pay for lunch, and we needed everyone in our house to bring home, you know, have an income. So to have me pay for lunch was crazy and interesting. So, like you mentioned earlier, in terms of the teamwork, like, if you look at the list of people who are involved, everyone is aligned with the same purpose, and that's how you ever have success. So that's why it's cool having our event this weekend with Tasting the NFL, is that we're coming here, we're bringing everyone who's aligned with the same vision, which is why they're able to raise so much money. So for me, like you said, it's the purpose, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And that's why I'm excited to partner up, bringing everything involved for this weekend.
It's great. It really is great.
A truly priority purpose, but I can't let you guys get out of here. We're in Vegas. Super Bowl's coming up on Sunday.
Yep.
So I need a prediction from you both.
You need a prediction.
I need a prediction. You gotta put it down for me.
Whoa. I want it to be a really close game.
Wait. You said winners win.
That's right.
Okay. I just want you to know you said that.
I did say
okay.
that.
Okay.
I did say that.
For the record.
I don't, and I know other people have said it before me, until someone beats them, I will not bet against Andy Reid.
I like it.
Mahomes.
Winners win.
And I will tell you something else. A friend of mine who doesn't, I'm lucky I got football friends who actually explain to me what's happening in the game. And, you know, people are like, "Well, why don't they put someone on Kelce?" Well, you know something? They do. But winners win. He gets open at the most important time in the game. At the most important time in the game. And so, I mean, banged up at the end of the year, and what's he done the last two games coming in here?
Right.
Just blitzed me.
Just break NFL records.
Yeah, I mean, so the fact of the matter is that until someone takes them out, I'm not betting against them. I love the story. I love Brock Purdy. I love Deebo Samuel. I think a lot of the players on that team may be a little banged up. I want to see someone beat the Chiefs, and until then, I don't have a horse in that ring. I'm a Vikings Giants guy, you know, but it's like, until I see Andy and Pat get taken down, that's where
fair.
I'm sliding my dollar.
There
that's
you
fair.
Go. Even from two Giants guys, no, a Super Bowl winner and
actually,
a fan, we still got the Chiefs. So.
I remember when I was on the Giants, we played against Minnesota in Detroit when the Metrodome collapsed. That was the weirdest
that's
game.
Right.
Guys
who have
seen it all.
That's right. I should have worn my game-worn Mark Favaro jersey.
Mark Favaro.
Now we're taking
I had
back.
The Mark Favaro
I'm
figurine.
Older I'm older than you.
But still, I had his figurine.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
We got figurines. We got football. We got
LT
really important
calls.
We got two guys who won't stop. But for Mike Ambardella, for Will Blackman, for Andrew Zimmer, thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.